Listening Library presents Borderlands and the Mexican-American Story by David Dorado Romo. Read for you by Victoria Villarreal. Introduction. Mexican-Americans have sometimes been called the forgotten people. They are the people who have disappeared through the cracks, the in-between people. They don't fit in one category or stay in one place. They cross borders. Although they originally didn't cross the border, rather the border crossed them. Their ancestors had been living in what is now the American Southwest long before it became part of the United States. We'll learn more about that later on. Much of Mexican-American history has been ignored or erased. In recent years, white politicians and school board officials in some southwestern states, like Arizona and Texas, have prohibited students from learning the full truth about Mexican-Americans. They are afraid that if students find out about this history, they might ask difficult questions. These politicians and officials say learning the truth about the past might cause division and bad feelings. The Mexican-American students who learn about injustice in the past might get angry. They might want to change how things have always been done. Sometimes people want to forget the bad parts of history, both those who are ashamed of what they did and those who suffered through it. Sometimes learning about history hurts. It feels like a wound. But if we want to heal from these wounds, we first have to learn the truth. We have to remember. Chapter 1. Native Migrations, the First Footsteps. Children and young people have left their mark on history from the very beginning. Unfortunately, adults have often left them out of the history books. Kids have usually remained both silent and invisible in stories about the past. But in this book, children and young people are the central characters of the story. Archaeologists in New Mexico recently uncovered ancient footprints of the first indigenous people in the Americas. Most of them were made by kids. The footprints have forced archaeologists back to the drawing board. The tracks of the first youthful ancestors tell us indigenous people were in the Americas long before most archaeologists believed they were here. Let's follow those footsteps and see what else they tell us and where else they lead us. Ghost tracks. The oldest human footprints in North America are 23,000 years old. Most were made by children and teenagers. Thousands of fossilized footprints were uncovered at White Sands, New Mexico in 2009. Some called them ghost tracks because they were so hard to see. The wind would uncover them for a short time, and then they would disappear under the sand again. At first, researchers didn't realize what they were looking at. In 2006, scientists noticed a large number of dark spots along a wide area of the sandy lake bed. But it wasn't until 3 years later that they realized they were human footprints. When they were analyzed using radiocarbon dating and found to be between 21,000 and 23,000 years old, those footprints completely changed the way scientists thought about the past. The fossilized prints proved prehistoric indigenous people had been here at least 10,000 years earlier than previously believed. During the Ice Age, there used to be a giant body of water called Lake Otero in what we now call the American Southwest. Ancient camels, mammoths, dire wolves, saber-toothed cats, and giant sloths lived there at the same time as humans. Thousands of footprints were discovered on the ancient lake bed. The reason most of them were made by children and teenagers is that, like they are today, kids during the Ice Age were playful and full of energy. They jumped into puddles, skipped and sloshed in the mud. That's why they left behind more fossilized imprints in the sand than the adults. Some researchers believe it was the job of the young to fetch and carry, while adults did other tasks by the edge of the lake. One path of footprints goes on for almost a mile. Judging by their size and depth, they seem to be those of a woman or a teenager. Each track tells a story. Sometimes the footsteps of a toddler show up beside the bigger ones and then they disappear. Maybe the path was made by a mother and child. The footprints got deeper and broader as she picked up and carried the toddler on one side or the other. Sometimes she slipped on the mud because of the extra weight she was carrying. Other times she had to stretch to avoid a puddle. She walked very fast, perhaps to avoid dangerous animals in the area. On the way back, the woman followed the same path in reverse, but this time without the child. Other fossilized footprints show that two big animals crossed her tracks at some point between the two trips. One of them was a giant sloth. It stood up on its hind legs to sniff around for danger before crossing the path. Another was a mammoth. It walked across her tracks in a straight line without stopping to check for humans. The ghost tracks tell us the story of a day in the life of a mother and child during what scholars call the indigenous Paleolithic era. To fully understand the history of this part of the world, we have to uncover and follow other tracks, including more recent ones. They might take us to places we didn't even know existed. Grass seeds and debunked old theories. Sometimes the tiniest clue will completely change what we thought we knew about the past. In 2019, one researcher found tiny seeds of ditch grass above and below the White Sands footprints. Each is almost as small as a single sesame seed. Scientists used radiocarbon dating to find out how old the grass seeds were. They found out that the newest ones were 21,000 years old, and the oldest were 23,000 years old. That means people visited or lived near the lake for at least 2,000 years during the Ice Age. Those little grass seeds totally debunked what we thought we knew about how and when the first native people came to the Americas. For a long time, archaeologists believed that the first peoples arrived in the Western Hemisphere no more than 12,000 years ago. They were called Clovis people because the stone tools they used were found at an archaeological site near Clovis, New Mexico. Archaeologists claimed the Clovis people arrived from Siberia by crossing a land connection called Beringia. Where the Bering Strait is now between Siberia and Alaska, the sea had receded for a few hundred years, leaving a dry crossing. This happened at the end of the Ice Age. They thought it wasn't possible for people and animals to cross before this, but the human footprints at White Sands have shot down these old theories. Many native people never accepted the Clovis first argument. Native oral traditions explain that the first peoples have lived and migrated in the Americas, or Turtle Island, since time immemorial. Turtle Island is the name used by some indigenous people for the lands now known as North and Central America. In the past, white archaeologists had dismissed indigenous knowledge as unscientific. But native expert Paulette Steves argues that white archaeologists themselves were not always very scientific. For more than 100 years, they refused to consider solid evidence that humans had been on the continent much longer than 12,000 years. Sometimes they suppressed that evidence. In her book, The Indigenous Paleolithic of the Western Hemisphere, Steves writes that the first peoples were probably here between 60,000 and 100,000 years ago. Archaeology books written from the point of view of white settlers have made it seem like North America was empty land without people or history. They claimed native people on the continent were recent migrants. Other theories claimed prehistoric native groups in the Southwest disappeared mysteriously. They didn't leave any trace behind. This is another way of erasing today's native people's ancestral roots. Thankfully, native scholars today are showing that these theories are not true. Most history books written in the past claimed that Mexican Americans were, for the most part, recent immigrants to the Southwest. That's not correct. The native ancestors of Mexican Americans were in what is now the United States long before the arrival of the European pilgrims. Before borders, retracing the steps of the ancestors. Migration between what are now Mexico and the United States has been going on for thousands of years. Prehistoric food, pottery designs, archaeological artifacts, and other evidence tell the story of this constant back and forth movement. There were four major native cultures that we know about. Peoples who lived in the Southwest hundreds or thousands of years before the Europeans arrived to the Americas. They were the Mogollón, the Hohokam, the Parayan, and the ancestral pueblo, Anasazi. These groups lived on both sides of today's border in New Mexico, Arizona, California, Colorado, Utah, West Texas, Sonora, and Chihuahua. They did not leave written records behind, but they left other kinds of clues that help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?